ever have doubts about your faith, can I tell you a secret? That just makes you human. No need to freak out. The Bible itself is actually filled with stories of doubt. When John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus, found himself locked up in prison, he sent a message to Jesus asking, "Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" He's like, "Hey, I thought you were the guy. I thought we were boys. Why am I in this prison?" And maybe like John, you're looking at your circumstances going, "Jesus, are you really the one? Or do I need to look elsewhere?" And maybe like John, you need to be reminded of Jesus' answer. I know I do. It's a two-part answer, actually. First part, Jesus says, "Yeah, I'm the one." That's what he's saying when he says the blind receive their sight and the dead are raised. He's saying, "I'm the one who's come to rescue humanity, the one who's come to beat death, the one who's come to fix all that is broken. I'm the one. You don't need to look to another." But then notice what he says next. "And blessed is the one who is not offended by me." In other words, in this life, Jesus' way of doing things will not always make sense to you. And sometimes what he's doing is using the really hard stuff in your life to bring about the really good stuff in your heart. But that may be hard to see right now. Jesus gets that. So he's asking us, even in our doubts, will we trust him? Will we proclaim the words of Charles Spurgeon, "Jesus, though we may not be able to trace your hand, we know we can trust your heart"?